Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/WTT to get a free audiobook and a 30-day trial with Audible. If you do, we'll love you as much as Kanye loves Kanye.
Everybody wants to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
So keep it locked. I don't get enough of it. Jesus just rose again.
Listen to the kids.
Welcome to Watching the Throne,
a lyrical analysis of Kanye West.
My name is Chris. Baseball season is just around the corner.
Wow. And my name is basketball season is hopefully wrapping up soon, Bean, because I'm sick of watching the Bulls lose. And today, we're doing a little hybrid episode. We're going to be doing a story and a little bit of news.
Yeah, we have a special guest, Alex. Alex, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Alex. That's about all I've got.
Wow, riveting stuff.
Well, so I guess the major question is, Kanye, do you like him or do you not like him?
He's all right.
We like having on casual fans of Kanye.
What? Cool. When did you first decide that you liked Kanye?
The last week I've been trying to work it out, like when it started, but I think it's got to be like graduation kind of time, I think. So.
And was it that album in particular that hooked you?
I mean, I don't think it was the album, because I mean, when I was younger, I just didn't listen to albums. It was like the singles, I think, like Stronger and Good Life, things like that.
Stronger was all over the place. I just remember I was in college, and just everywhere I went, you hear Stronger playing, and just like, I love this song. And I remember when I first listened to the album, I was like, I'm finally going to become a Kanye fan. And I heard Drunken Hot Girls and Barry Bonds, and I was like, I'm not a Kanye fan.
I'm finally doing it. Mom, I'm doing it. I'm being a Kanye fan. You can't stop me.
Well, so you were just hearing those songs and they just kind of grabbed you?
They were just kind of, because they were all over the place. You kind of start to notice. And
And all your friends are listening to it and you're like, well, I want to be accepted by my friends, so I guess I like Kanye now.
I think it was over here, like, not many people were into Kanye. Like, I mean, everyone kind of just goes by what the news says here.
We're terrible at introing, by the way. You are not from the United States.
No. I'm from the United Kingdoms.
Okay, cool. This is a good perspective. Yeah. We only talk about Kanye from his homeland. It's good to know the influence he has in other countries as well.
I think it's the same sort of influence. I think it's just less.
Sure.
I think,
had you been, up until that point, had you listened to a lot of hip-hop and rap, or were your tastes in music for another genre at that point?
Do you know, I just didn't listen to music at all. I mean, if I was going to, it wouldn't be, like, rap or anything.
I was the same way in high school, actually. I just never really listened to music. I just had like a few albums that I'd play and repeat over and over, and people, I one time told my dad that I understood why people liked Kiss so much, because Another Brick in the Wall was such a good song. I'm pretty sure that was the closest he came to like throwing me down a flight of stairs. So what happened when you started liking those singles? Was it, when did you first finally listen to like a full Kanye album?
Oh, I didn't listen to a full Kanye album for years, I don't think. Like, he was kind of always around, but I never listened to albums. Do you know, like, I just like songs. I pick off like all the singles, really. full Kanye album was really, I don't know, Yeezus, just after.
That's pretty amazing. So when you finally listened to Yeezus, were you just like, oh, whoa.
I was shocked. It blew me away. Like, I think I hated it.
What did you think that you hated most about it?
I think it's like everyone. I think Yeezus took a long time for people to understand it and what it was doing, because it was just, it was hard to pick out the ironies in it.
Yeah, it's such a strange, like, intense, weird album that when you first hear it, especially with, like, the third song being I Am a God.
Yeah. See, I took that literally when I first... I took the whole album literally the whole time. I was like, what is this? Who is this guy?
Well, so did that turn you off from listening to other Kanye songs for a little while, or... how did listening to Yeezus as an album affect the rest of how you were listening to Kanye?
What it was that really, really got me into it was the fact that after Yeezus, I started like watching interviews and things like that with Kanye, and that kind of really got me into him. And I watched more interviews than I would listen to his music.
Really?
That's interesting, kind of, because... weird. People usually see Kanye talk and do the opposite. And it's like, I like Kanye's music, but the guy? Ugh, I don't know.
No, I think his interviews, he's just a sweetheart.
I love you so much.
He really can't. Yeah. There's some interviews with him, like the one that he did with Kim's mom. It's like 40 minutes, and he's just being what I imagine to be the Kanye that people see behind the scenes. You're just like, what a lovable, huggable man.
He's just nice.
Do you have a favorite interview?
Oh, Sway? No.
No.
I don't know. I love the Ellen one, because it's just hilarious.
He did a couple of those, right?
Other one. I don't know like the names of them. I know the one where it's like, it's really, I don't know how to explain it.
The where he does the game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Funny. That's a good one.
No, I don't know if I have a favorite interview. Just the ones where he's a nice guy. He's a sweetheart.
Well, so how did your opinion change of him over the years? Like, when would you first start saying that you were a fan of Kanye West?
I'd say only like 2 years ago, 2015 maybe, was when I was really into it. I'd watched like a good amount of interviews then. I'd understood like what the guy was about rather than what his music was saying, which I think is hard for people to do because they don't watch the interviews or what he's actually like.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you didn't like somebody and you already thought you didn't like them, like, what's pushing you to go listen to hours of interviews with them? Like, that's how anybody would work. But it's strange that people won't do that but still tend to have very strong opinions about Kanye because he is so present.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Kanye, despite all the things he's done, like, he's never had a Chris Brown moment, right, where you could legitimately point to that as, like, I I disagree with him on a human level. Like, interrupting Taylor Swift was, like, in bad form, but it's not the physical abuse that Chris Brown laid out. So it's interesting, because I know if somebody were to be like, oh, yeah, Chris Brown's actually sweet in interviews, I'd be like, I don't care. Like, and if I hear a Chris Brown song, I'm just like, I hate this. Get this out of here.
You can't get past that.
No, but with Kanye, I do wonder if people, if they had the context of him, not just the music, not just the interviews, not just the headlines, would their opinions change at all?
Yeah. Have you guys seen the, there's a guy that does reaction videos with his mum.
Oh, no.
And have you seen the one they watch Kanye videos? And just straight away, she just doesn't give it the time of day. It's just so infuriating to watch.
Like,
sounds like my parents. Just...
Yeah, exactly. Like, she's straight away saying, oh, I like the music, but I don't like the guy.
Yeah, that's just... stage two of Kanye fandom.
I think we've reached stage 10.
Yeah, we're gonna come up with like a diagnosis chart at one point that's just like the stages of being a Kanye fan. So when you really turned the corner in 2015 and started getting into Kanye, what was kind of the first, did you go back and start re-listening to any of his music?
Yeah, I listened to it all. I kind of went through the phases of loving College Dropout, and I think I did it all really late. Like, I loved College Dropout for 3 months, loved Late Registration for 3 months, and just kind of went through each one and overplayed them all and got bored of them all, and then now it's just everything.
Hell yeah.
I think that's what everyone does.
It's kind of funny, because even by the time when we started this podcast back in middle of 2015, I still hadn't had any kind of honeymoon stage with College Dropout, Late Registration, or Graduation. I just spent like years immersed in 808s, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, then Yeezus. And so it was really interesting when we started the show to really have those moments of kind of discovering those early albums after the fact, kind of in the same period that you were.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed them, but they kind of fell off quickly in comparison to, like, Dark Fantasy and onwards, kind of.
What do you think at this point in your Kanye fandom is your favorite thing about Kanye's music?
I don't know. It's got to be, like, just the way he can say so much with so little, I think, has got to be what's interesting about it.
Yeah. Yeezus is very minimalist.
I think we've said several times in discussing Yeezus about, you compare what's going on there with To Pimp a Butterfly, and people look at To Pimp a Butterfly as this very epic album, but in a lot of ways there are moments where a single Kanye song or a single Kanye verse on Yeezus could encompass the entirety of To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah
That was the I remember hearing you say that. That was a good point.
Well, thank you very much. So what are your favorite albums?
So, right now, I don't know if it's because I've been brainwashed or I do genuinely like them. It's like Yeezus and Pablo, definitely, at the moment. 2 months ago, it would have been Dark Fantasy, but now, I think it's because of your podcast. Like, it's when you...
We've done our jobs.
Kind of, yeah, when you get told... help to realize, like, what
is that, how we come across
everything means, and you kind of, it's true. No, look, the way you kind of get, you get told what everything means, and you kind of understand, and you kind of get it all put in context. You kind of brainwashed into believing it.
I'll happily accept that.
Yeah, this is the happiest moment in my career.
Yes. Ah, the brainwashing. Brainwashing. We're gonna have to like start certain episodes now by being like, "You're getting sleepy, very, very sleepy." Now, when I snap my fingers, you're gonna love the life of Pablo.
Yeah. So I think you guys are like, it's a practical joke, like you. The I'm In It episode, I was like, this song is just... And then afterwards,
yeah,
I was like, yeah, this is his best work ever.
It's pretty amazing.
In 2 hours, you changed my mind from it's his worst song ever to it's his best song ever.
Ah, that's fantastic.
Hell yeah.
I'm happy to hear that. Well, what have your favorite songs been? Do you have your top 10?
Top 10.
Or top 5? I told him top 5. If you have top 10, go for it.
Okay. I definitely can do 10. I think that's...
Oh, boy.
I think it would always be changing. But I couldn't put them in a list, but I'd say, like, in the top 5 would be Father Stretch My Hands, Power, Ultralight Beam, I'm In It, and another one. I don't know, like, it's so difficult after that point.
Good stuff.
I flip-flop a lot. I feel like in our rankings there's a ton of recency bias.
Yeah, I don't think I could pick another one.
What And where do you feel you're currently at with Kanye as a person in the fandom there? Like, did anything in 2016, which was a crazy Kanye year, when you think about all the things that happened, kind of change your stance on how you felt about him, for the better or for worse?
I mean, everything for the better.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Thank you.
I thought I was the only person in the world.
It's just... In my eyes, he can't do any wrong. I feel like I'm at that point where I'm comfortable saying that.
I wonder if this is how Trump supporters feel.
I feel like it definitely is.
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be. Well, did you have a favorite 2016 Kanye moment?
2016.
I guess maybe Life of Pablo dropping.
Yeah, that was a big one, I think. That was definitely up there.
Was the whole Madison Square Garden thing as big of a deal over there as it was here?
I think they had like a few things in theaters and stuff with it playing.
Wow.
But I mean, it wasn't talked about at all. But I mean, it was quite a big deal that there was the theaters playing. I didn't get to go to any of them, but
oh damn,
Chris was there.
I remember watching it though. My mind was blown. It was incredible. So really, it was the first time I was following Kanye, and he dropped like a big album. Because I'd always followed him, but I'd never followed him like I did when Pablo dropped. So it was a huge deal for me.
Mm-hmm. Were you doing what the rest of us were doing and just sitting there refreshing the internet every second, waiting?
Yeah, definitely.
God,
so excited.
It was 3 days of just like torture, where I'm like, I don't want to tell my girlfriend that I've just spent 12 hours sitting at the computer, like posting Kanye memes to the Kanye subreddit, waiting for this album to come out.
We're cool.
It is embarrassing, but at the same time, I would do it all over again.
Absolutely.
I'm so looking forward to TurboGrafx. Well, it was funny because when Yeezus came out, I had no idea a Kanye album was coming out, to the point where the day it released, I was like, oh, there's a Kanye album. Like, I should listen to this. And then Life of Pablo, it was just nonstop, like, when's it dropping? When's it dropping? When's it dropping? Oh, God. Well, any other specific Kanye memories or Kanye thoughts that you want to share with the throners
out there in the world? Yeah, did you ever
meet him? Oh, all the time.
Oh, cool. You're perfect for this podcast. I assume you also talk often with Jay-Z if you're here.
Oh, well, I mean, do we all not? Like, who doesn't talk to Jay-Z?
Okay, yeah. Well, you'll come very handy in, later in the episode then.
Yeah. Well, you guys already know. You know what he's doing.
Oh, he's up to something.
He always is.
I'm gonna actually have to think of something.
I know there's so many texts he sends you, it's hard to pick out just like one bit of news, but we'll do it. Mm.
Yeah, what a chatty Cathy Jay-Z is. Just gab, gab, gab. Yo, gabba, gabba.
Yo, gabba, gabba.
He's always on his phone.
Well, so should we transition into Kanye news?
Yeah, yeah. You cool with that, Alex?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. Yeezys, right?
Oh, yeah, the Zebra Yeezys came out.
Now, Alex, do you have a pair of these?
Unfortunately not.
Okay. Mm. I don't think anybody does.
If I could.
Are you a fashion guy, like a shoe guy?
Yeah, I love shoes. I used to be really into it. I used to buy like a pair of shoes a month, but then I ran out of money. So.
Well, then you definitely can't buy Yeezys.
No.
God. That's
the problem. I could have waited and just... bought one pair of Yeezys, but now I have four pairs of other shit.
That would
have
been
talking about. We're really like trying hard to find a way to like give away a pair of Yeezys on the show.
God, just please.
One of these days,
it's happening.
One of these days, yeah. So the Zebra Yeezys came out, and I think they're my favorite Kanye shoe.
Yeah, they look badass
to this point. Though I'd still kill for the Red Octobers, but
I would buy them and then go find a black couch to put my feet up on.
Hell yeah.
Ric Flair. Saw that.
Yeah, this Ric Flair shit is incredible.
Oh, you knew about this. This is good.
Yeah.
There's a Ric Flair, WWE icon. That was for you, Jordan. There's actually been talk recently because an old photo surfaced of Ric Flair wearing a t-shirt, and it was a Ric Flair shirt that said Ric Flair, nobody does it better. But the font on the shirt looks verbatim the font on the Life of Pablo merch. So there'd been talk like, did Kanye like get this from Ric Flair, and a little bit of conversation there. And now suddenly Kanye's sending Ric Flair an entire set of the boosts. So he got every color, that lucky bastard.
Son of
and
a bitch.
There's this picture of him sitting on a couch, this awesome leather couch, wearing like a gold medallion chain, like a gold watch, a huge fucking gold ring, in the middle of doing his woo! Surrounded by 350 boxes and Yeezys. Like, it's the best photo I've ever seen, except for the one stray wire in the corner that's really bothering me. But I just think it's amazing. And there's some talk that Kanye wants to hook up with all awesome wrestlers, like Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan.
This is like our dream collaboration for us.
It really is. If Hulk Hogan goes around in a pair of Yeezys and rips a Life of Pablo shirt from his chest, one, how dare he? But two, awesome.
I mean, I personally think of this podcast as, I mean, first and foremost, the most comprehensive, you know, encyclopedic rundown of everything that is Kanye West. But on top of that, we get into wrestling a lot, and I kind of feel like we cover a good portion of what's going on in that industry.
We should do more. What, Alex, wrestling fan at all?
No. Well, maybe 10 years ago, but wouldn't say so much anymore.
We all have that period in our youth of being like, wrestling, Undertaker.
It's weird. I think me and my friend, his dad was throwing out an old cupboard. So, like, we made a coffin out of it to wrestle around.
You know, so when they would have matches? Coffin matches?
Yeah. That was messed up. I was, like, 9 years old.
That's amazing.
For someone who's not in the wrestling, that seems, like, pretty intense.
I know. Yeah.
Holy shit.
That just came into my head.
I used to F5 my brother. Which was not safe.
You really need to make sure you say that to a wrestling fan that knows what that is. Holy shit.
At least I didn't jackhammer him.
That's true.
Or whatever that's called.
No, jackhammer. That's right. No,
just kidding. I knew that.
That coffin story, I think, beats the craziest wrestling story from my childhood. Was that my friend tried to have a first blood match with a pillow and lost. Because we had decided, like, if he cut the pillow open, he would win. So he just had to, like, beat the fuck out of this pillow until it kind of, like, lost its threads. And he had stolen, like, a Bud Light sign from some convenience store. And he tried smashing the pillow with the sign, like that was going to do anything. But it bounced off the pillow and came back and hit him in the forehead and cut his forehead. So he's just bleeding from his forehead. And the pillow's fine.
Has this friend been mentioned on the show before?
I don't think so.
Okay.
David, I'm looking at you.
You have a lot of friends that do interesting things.
Yeah. They're dope and they do dope shit. But by that I mean they're dopes and they do dopey shit.
Oh, okay. So not in the Kanye way.
No, not in a Kanye way. But the coffin would just be amazing just to see these 9-year-old kids wrestling around
the image
coffin.
It's created in my head is incredible.
Yeah. It's dangerous. There's like nails hanging out. We weren't messing about.
No.
Oh God, were you like legit wrestling, like trying to suplex each other?
I don't know. I hope so. I don't really remember. I mean, I might have like brain damage from it, but
yeah, I was gonna say you probably goodness. Got concussions.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's a flashback. Okay.
Oh, I need to regroup myself. So, yeah, these zebra pairs. So I think most of us took L's on the zebra, but. Ric Flair got a W again. That man.
He's not got enough.
Right. He's a 16-time WWE champion.
Now, I always wondered about that. Cause is that impressive to say? Does that just mean you lost it 15 times?
Yeah, that's true. It's,
like Goldberg is a 2-time like, champion.
Right, but he held it for a long time.
Yeah.
So there was also a Daily Mail did actually a very comprehensive article for the Daily Mail about the relationship between Kim and Kanye after Kim Snapchatted a picture of them from 2008. And it's pretty funny. My favorite tidbit is that she knew that Kanye adored her. I guess he wasn't shy about telling her over and over and over again.
While he was dating Amber Rose.
Yeah. So she was saying that they stayed in touch, and after like 6 months after her and Chris Humphries broke up, she said, I was like, why not? Like, what am I waiting for? I called him because I'm sure it was really hurtful that I got married. And even though it's not like we communicated all the time, I knew what he was thinking. So I thought he was going to call me as soon as he knew that I was single again. He didn't, and so I called him and I said, hello, I thought you were at least going to call me and I told you so, something. And he's always been a good friend to me, we've always been there for each other. Then he invited me to a fashion show of his in Paris and I went, and then the magic happened.
So dirty.
Right, so many good things in there. Like, and then the magic happened is
and a great famously, euphemism. Kanye doesn't know what a magic stick is, so I think that's just a subtle plug to what there was going on there.
That's right. That's right. But I also like that Kim, like, people talk about the relationship dynamics between Kim and Kanye, but for her to reach out and call him because she knew how he felt and also felt that way about him, I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. So then, that's that brought me good cheer on this Friday afternoon.
And that photo of them is amazing.
Yeah, Kanye's in full, like, 2008 Kanye mode.
Like, oh, yeah. He's like wearing a marching band uniform.
Yeah. With those glasses he was wearing all the time.
Love it.
Alex, any thoughts on Kim or the love story that is Kim and Kanye?
I just think they're adorable. So my girlfriend, she's not too into Kanye. She doesn't hate him, but you know, she.
Ooh, we should get her on the
last
show.
Last night I was showing her. Don't know about that. I was showing her the magic stick video. And, like, you can't not smile at that, I don't think. But she was cheesing. I was cheesing.
It's nice. It's a nice moment. Sharing a moment over Kanye's ignorance of sexual innuendo.
It's just like how he says, like, oh, sorry.
Right? He has that smile on his face. Yeah. Just being so meek. Kanye, you can't say that. What? Oh, sorry.
And then Kim says dick, probably loud enough for North to hear.
Definitely heard.
Oh, that's going to be so good. North's going to be like 13, and people are just going to be like, do you remember this? Showing her that video. Oh, funny. Okay, so then people had a scoop. Kim Kardashian is in full-on mommy mode and coexisting perfectly with Kanye West. So it seems the drama regarding the relationship dynamics again of Kim and Kanye since him going to the hospital and all the rumors of divorce have finally kind of settled down, and now we're starting to get the reports that they don't just like love each other and are working it out. They're like fully back into like the swing of things and everything's good. The main takeaway from here is that Kanye, what pushed him over the edge was he had too many projects, and now he's stripped everything back and is focusing on just his fashion line. He's not trying to do everything at once, and that he's really happy and getting on so well with Kim, which, in my experience with sleep deprivation, that was exactly what happened with me. I had to exercise a bunch of things, and once those were gone, things kind of settled and normalized.
Yeah.
So, I'm Kanye.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. It's nice to be here finally.
It's cool that people wrote that though, because they were still a little bit on that kick of will they, won't they, like break up for a little while anyway.
Yeah, I'd be devastated. And Alex, maybe you want to follow suit with this. My girlfriend's in a similar spot as yours, is like she's nowhere near Kanye fandom. But I think she's a little beyond stage two Kanye. Stage like 3, 4 maybe. But she made a bet with me that she thinks Kim and Kanye are going to break up sometime in the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. Just due to the pressures of Los Angeles and the pressures of the industry. Not necessarily them as people, but just the lifestyles that go on in California. So I don't know if you will also make a bet that you will win, guaranteed, that they won't break up. But
that's a good idea.
Keep us updated.
Yeah, right? So let me know. And yeah, if we do lose, I'm so sorry. But
that's not your fault, because they can't lose.
Right? Like, it just seems... I just got a free sushi dinner for winning the bet that Kanye would go to rehab in 6 months. Oh, after Life of Pablo came out. So betting on Kanye seems like a good thing to do.
Yeah, if they broke up, this podcast would end, and it would end because I'd kill myself.
I'd just go on without you. No, it would end. I couldn't do that.
You'd probably, it would just be like self-flagellation at that point. Like, you just come on the podcast to like skulk and be like, I miss Travis, and like, and I miss Kanye. It just becomes your like slow, steady suicide note.
Right. Views skyrocket as people start like wondering.
This is fascinating.
Like, yeah.
Like, an episode doesn't come out one week and they're like,
there's sociology classes on and psychology classes. A bigger hit than Serial, and yet I don't care. I just want my Travis back.
Love
nah,
you,
I just have Alex as a co-host.
Oh, okay. That's probably it'll probably make the show better.
I'm just a replacement to you. That's all I am.
No, Alex, no, don't say that. You mean so much more to me than that.
I'm just number two. It's fine.
Well, when Travis goes, you'll be number one.
So when's that happening?
You know what you have to do. this is a dumb article from Life and Style.
You're reading a lot of articles that like we usually wouldn't even bother with in this show.
Yeah, but it's so funny to me, like the headline, Black China is crushing on Kanye West after dumping Rob Kardashian.
I mean, I don't blame her.
I don't think that needs any more conversation. It's just the headline.
I also think
funny.
It's probably true. Like, without any evidence, like, that's probably true.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't have just a slight crush?
Well, I mean, if you're dating Rob and Kanye just happens to be there as well, it's like, come on.
That's true. If I'm eating Burger King and I see somebody eating Chipotle, I get jealous.
I get it.
Alex, have you ever had Chipotle?
No. They don't have it here.
Oh, boy. Oh.
We've got Burger King, so...
Chris could not survive not in the UK.
Yeah. Well, come over to the States sometime. Get Chipotle,
we'll hang out, and we'll have
you back on the show. You can tell us what you think.
Okay.
Chipotle will sponsor the episode.
I mean,
they sponsor my flights as well.
Yeah, could you imagine that as like a marketing proposal? We're flying one young man from the UK out to America just to have Chipotle for the first time. Alex, what do you think?
It tastes like a burrito. I don't know.
It's yummy. I'd say anything they wanted me to say.
It's yummy. What's this other? Do you have other articles?
Well, there is one. Kanye West was involved in a lawsuit. It was kind of a... Well, actually, it involves the portion in New Slaves where he recites the Hungarian poem, or he doesn't recite it. Is it just from the song itself?
Oh, yeah, it's from the song itself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I couldn't remember. Well, obviously he's not speaking Hungarian. That was a dumb question. But yeah, there's this part where he takes a verse from The Girl with Pearly Hair, which is a song by some Hungarian band. I'm not even going to try to pronounce their name. And they were suing Kanye West over that, and it just fell through. They were just like, no, he doesn't have to pay you anything.
Weird.
Yeah, they were saying he misappropriated the song, which I think is interesting, because I would just say he reappropriated it. Like, he just used the lines for how it fit into Yeezus and, like, idolizing this woman that he thinks is going to fix his life and everything. And I don't see how it doesn't fit into that, but... I don't know. Apparently they didn't like it and said he didn't get permission, so they sued for $2.5 million, and it was dismissed this week. Riveting stuff.
Good. Yeah. Because, I mean, that just seems like... I mean, on the one hand, ideally Kanye would pay, but this also seems like it falls under I don't know if it's fair use, but I guess I don't know how sampling works legally. Right. But it seems like a lot of artists will sample work and be able to get away with that. So this just seems like a sampling issue.
Yeah.
But they don't like Kanye. That's what it sounds like.
Well, just another case of people who don't get it.
Maybe we should send them our episode on New Slaves.
That would change their minds. And,
right? They could hear us praise the use of their song, and then they would thank us.
Sounds like a plan.
Good. Okay, I think we're on to it.
Yeah.
I found the article about Kanye trying to get wrestlers involved, and it was from February 10th of last year, and it was a screenshot of text messages he had sent about the Madison Square Garden show, and he had sent, "Please invite Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, and every awesome wrestler," and the Iron Sheik had responded to Kanye, tweeted it out, "Bubba, you don't invite the legend, but you invite that jabroni Hulk Hogan." And to Iron Sheik's tweet, Martin Shkreli, that little twerpy devil human, said, "Hey, yo, what is going on in here?" To which Mayhem Miller of MMI wrote back to Martin Shkreli, "Go fuck yourself."
This is good Kanye news.
Yeah, that might be the best Twitter exchange I've ever seen. Holy shit. That Martin guy's a maniac.
He's a real piece of shit.
He beefed with Ghostface Killer.
That's not the person you want to be beefing with.
No, but they were exchanging, like, threatening videos to each other. It was kind of amazing.
Dude has a death wish.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we do it for news then?
Yeah, I think so. There's some article from Billboard about Kanye and A$AP Rocky's hip-hop influence over fashion, but...
We've talked about that. We talked a ton about fashion 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's okay.
So, yeah, I guess it's time to get inside. Alex, I don't know if you can see it. We set up a bounce house over here. You want to step in there with us?
Oh, yeah. I'll hop in.
Okay, let's go. Watch out for the kids. Okay.
That music is so creepy.
We're in.
We're in. Alex, do you like the bounce house music?
No. See, I do most of my listening when I'm at work. I'm meant to be doing work, but I just sneak my headphones in, and it's just, it puts me off. Like, normally I can do some work and, like, just listening to you, but when that music comes on, I have to listen to it. I have to stop and just listen.
I've done my job. It's
terrifying music. Okay. Well, so if you could send a bunch of Yeezys to one celebrity and you could deliver them with Kanye, which celebrity would you want to? Yeah. So you and Kanye get to go take Yeezys to one person. Who would you take them to?
I would say Lou Reed, because we know Lou Reed loves Yeezus, and get them in the same room talking about music, and I'll just sit there and soak it up.
That would be pretty beautiful. Rest in peace, Lou.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I wouldn't take it to Lou Reed, because then it would be his grave.
You morbid bastard, Travis.
So it would be 2013. Us going, we would go to his grave, and Connie would just talk at the headstone, and I would watch.
I think that would actually be a pretty sweet moment.
Yeah.
I like that. I think I would like to... I think it would be fun to sneak to Oprah's house and ring the doorbell. And Oprah would be like, "Who's ringing my doorbell?" And come to the door. And she'd probably have like a... like some kind of weapon that she's holding just in case she doesn't know who we are, right? And she opens the door and it's like me and Kanye standing there. And she's like, "Kanye, what are you doing there? Who's this?" And we're holding these like boxes and we go, "Yeezys," and throw them at her and say like, "You get a Yeezy, you get a Yeezy, you get a Yeezy, you get a Yeezy." And then we just run away giggling.
That's amazing.
And she's like, "Well, come back here. You don't have to leave." And we're like, "But we do." And then we go get ice cream and it's just a wonderful day.
So many of our stories end of us eating ice cream with Kanye or smoothies.
Yeah. I think we have probably a psychological disorder. What, Alex, who would you go with?
Any UK celebrities?
Oh, the Queen.
Oh man!
Honestly, I just want it to be someone that would just have no idea. I don't know, like Betty White or something. Yeah. Just someone who would just not know what to say.
Do you think the Queen even knows who Kanye is?
Because you said you're with Kanye as well. So
yeah, I do feel like Betty White knows who Kanye is.
Maybe Betty White wasn't a good... Cause she...
I bet the Queen has no idea.
Oh, you don't know. You don't know what she gets up to.
Well, that's true.
She just puts on Famous all the time. She'll put on, like, her crown jewels and just...
I think she's more into Yeezus, but... Yeah.
That'd be amazing. Could you imagine if we got the Queen on the show? We just get the Queen's story.
Oh my god.
You know how like Obama released his playlist of the year? And like it had like Chance the Rapper on it and stuff. I wish the Queen would do that and it would just be Kanye's discography.
Oh, this is what I listened to this year.
Yeah.
Holy cow. She weighs in on the rankings.
Like, she comes on the show.
Now I feel like we just need to try to get Obama to be on the show.
It'll happen.
Yeah, at the same time.
That'd be epic. I feel like if we... I like the idea that if we got the Queen on the show, but she's just recording from Buckingham, right? They would still send one of the guards to stand in each of our apartments to make sure we're up to no funny business. It would just have like a very tall, silent man standing behind us.
They're ruthless, you know. Have you seen them? There's like videos when they actually move. they march along, and if someone's like not paying, if like tourists aren't paying attention, they'll like barge into them and shout at them and tell them to move.
My God!
Just search like Royal Guard marching, like or something. Like, it's just they're really aggressive and they shout really loud.
That sounds incredible. But, like, something to where if I saw it happen, I'd be amused. If it happened to me, I would be infuriated.
Terrified. They have bayonets on their guns.
Yeah, that's pretty intense. A bayonet is not a thing to fuck with.
They're incredible.
Those hats. Do they really have... Are those fully automatic weapons?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I just pictured them still using muskets with bayonets, but I guess that's not practical in the 21st century.
I think, honestly, most of those are for show now. It's kind of sad, but it's more for, like, tourists and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. I wish it was like they're actually guards.
Right, like
they're all part of the military, but
when I went to Israel, they had soldiers all around, so you'd just be walking and soldiers with their like guns slung over their shoulders would be coming by, or even there'd be soldiers that were out of uniform but they'd still have to have their guns on them, so they'd just see somebody wearing like regular shorts and a wife beater and they're just slung over their arm like a automatic weapon.
Cool.
I felt safe but not safe. Safe but not safe.
That's scary to me. I went to Spain, and in England we don't have like any guns anywhere, and like we went to Spain and all the police had guns. It was terrifying. So scary.
It kind of changes the tension in a room when you're just like, oh, that person has a gun.
Yeah, try coming to America.
That's weird. It's so weird to me.
It's weird to me too.
There is
good. Yeah, I was sitting like a few years back. I would go see movies with a friend, like I don't know, every couple weeks, and it turned out that she had got her concealed carry permit like a year before. And every time we went anywhere together, she always had her gun on her. I was like, that blows my mind that I never knew that you were just carrying like a gun the whole time we were doing anything.
You're in Texas. That's probably terrifying. A big deal around there.
Oh yeah, they actually at the University of Texas tried to have like a guns on campus march day where they're going to mock a school shooting and how to use guns to protect yourself, which quickly got shut down.
God.
Yeah. But I don't know, I have guns everywhere I go, so.
All right, we don't need to finish this joke.
I just pulled a Scott Steiner and kissed my bicep. Big Papa Pump.
All right, you finished it. You feel good about that?
Yeah, I did that at a baseball game once, actually. Actually, for like 2 years, every time between innings where they'd show the crowd, I'd stand up and flex my bicep. And finally they showed me on the big screen at the stadium, and as they're showing me, I leaned down and kissed my bicep and everybody cheered.
Proudest moment of your life.
Crowning achievement as an only child. Yeah.
Now, would you rank that or doing a Kanye West podcast as your highest achievement?
The Kanye podcast.
Okay. I mean, those are both pretty good.
Yeah. I think so. It's a good 1-2. I could die happy.
Yeah. All right. Should we get out of this bounce house? It's getting a little awkward.
Yeah.
We'll tie it out.
Yeah, we bounced a lot that whole time.
See, I don't even understand. Why is it a bounce house? I don't
know. Travis, why is it a bounce house?
Oh, you know, it's just fun to talk about Kanye. And all the wacky stuff you can get into.
That's where you do all of your questions. It's in a bounce house.
Yeah, it's just Travis things. He gives me my things. I give him his things.
Let me have this, goddammit.
So, J. Cole, Jay-Z news. We should get into this.
Yeah, Alex, you said you had something, right? You've been texting Jay-Z?
Oh yeah, I texted him the other day and so he wanted to fly down here, so he flew to England and we've just been hanging out the last few days. He's gone home today, but we were hanging out, we did some because he's not from here, he wanted to do some touristy stuff, so we went to London, did some things like that, went to Buckingham Palace, London Eye, things like that. We just kind of had a nice day, really.
Oh, wow.
It's quite nice, yeah.
Did you guys get into any shenanigans?
Sorry?
Did you get into any shenanigans?
No.
Wow, just like a nice, pleasant day of Jay-Z, then.
Yeah.
What did you think was his favorite part of the trip?
Oh, we went to went for a nice meal at this like street vendor, and he just so we got I ordered like one burger, and he just ordered like the entire menu, and I was like, I can't eat that much, Jay. And he was he just ordered, he was like, no, it's for me, Alex. I was like, oh, okay. So he sat down, he like called over a table because there wasn't a table there, and we just sat down, and he just annihilated this entire table full of food. It was unreal.
Well, he's training to be a sumo wrestler.
Like it. Oh yeah, yeah. He's that's probably it, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds amazing. What a nice experience to share with Jay.
Hmm. Yeah, it was all right.
I'm a little jealous. He didn't invite me.
Next time.
Well, strangely, my Jay-Z news has something to do with the sumo wrestling.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, we have a little update on that. So Jay is, I mean, obviously he's eating a lot of food with Alex, but he's starting to realize how difficult it is to actually gain several hundred pounds. And he's not sure he can do it. So in the meantime, he's thinking of transitioning to a career of just regular wrestling for the WWE. And if he can gain the weight, he'll move in, but he's going to kind of hone his craft there. And he's trying out a new character, and he was running it by me, and I wasn't sure about it. I guess I'll run it by you guys. You can tell me what you think. He wants to make his character the mailman. So he'll come out in a mailman's uniform, and he's got his little mailbag, and he'll throw like letters to people, and he thinks people will cheer for that for some reason. And he'll get in the ring, and he'll have a lot of like mail puns and stuff. And his so he has a few things he wants to try out. Like his finishing move is going to be the special delivery. When he gets up on the post and he's ready to jump, he's going to call it airmail when he jumps through the air and lands on somebody. And when he had, you know how Hulk Hogan has that moment where he like his eyes bulge and he like and he's shaking his fist and he's hulking out.
Yeah.
Jay-Z's going to do that too, and he wants the announcers to know, "Oh no, he's going postal." And he's going to do the kind of thing Hulk does. And I thought all that was interesting. I don't know if people... He expects people to be really on board for it. And I'm like, Jay, I don't even know if the post office is going to be around in a few years. Like, I just don't know. I don't see it working.
Alex, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I think there's some work to do, and maybe...
I think so.
We'll talk about that, but... I think he's got the groundwork. He's obviously thought it through.
Yeah, he has. Only a crazy person would think of all that.
Yeah.
Am I crazy for thinking it would be brilliant and go over very well?
Maybe you should talk to Jay. That's the kind of encouragement he needs.
Could you imagine? I just imagine him having like a bag full of letters that he wrote himself and just throws them to the crowd.
Love letters.
The crowd would go crazy.
I just think it'd be really funny, like 350-pound Jay-Z, like in the like in this really tight like mailman's uniform that he rips off when he gets in the rain. I mean, it could work.
Yeah, it is like one of his special moves is called the P.O. box. Like, there's a lot of great things. Maybe I should start my wrestling career now.
When he defeats one of his opponents, before he leaves the arena, he puts a little stamp on their forehead and walks out.
Instead of coffin matches, you could have mail matches where you have to put somebody in a very large mailbox. First, you seal them in an envelope, and then you have to put them in the mailbox. And put up the flag, and then you win.
Cool. Yeah, instead of a briefcase, like, hanging above the rain, it's just, like, a package.
Yeah, the first package match. Though, aren't they all package matches?
And then instead of Hell in a Cell, it's Hell in a Post Office.
Which, yeah, every day.
What a great venue for a wrestling match.
Oh, you want to actually have them go to a post office?
I think, yeah, it, like, maybe it goes like backstage and Jay-Z like kidnaps somebody, throws him in his mail truck, and drives them to a post office, and they have a match there.
I like it. Yeah, I say you should go for it.
Okay,
start in the indie circuit.
You should text him.
Yeah, I'll tell him. Like, there's Wrestle Circus here in Austin, and you can start doing that. Off you go, Jay. Well, so J. Cole actually has some news for him.
Okay.
He actually wants to try out for Major League Baseball. He's been very inspired by seeing Tim Tebow transition from football to baseball. So J. Cole was thinking, if Tebow could go from doing something else to doing baseball, I should be able to go from a hip-hop artist to a baseball player.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, so he's currently trying to try out for some teams. Like, he keeps going to the Mets since they signed Tim Tebow. He's going to try to go to the Rangers and a bunch of other organizations, but it seems like it might be difficult. So he actually might end up playing baseball in Japan. So,
oh wow,
no sumo wrestling, but he might end up there too. So there could be a point in time where both J. Cole and Jay-Z are in Japan.
They could meet up.
They could.
The J Crew. They could in action. Indeed.
Yeah. So the only problem here, and it was something that, you know, he sent me his highlight tape.
Did they do that in baseball?
Yeah, you make a highlight reel.
Oh, okay. Like when you're trying not to be on Survivor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. And he asked me, do I throw like a girl? And I said, no, because girl baseball players throw much better than you. So you throw like somebody that's never thrown anything ever.
Now, I mean, I've played catch of J. Cole before. He throws exclusively underhand. Do you think that's going to be a problem for him?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, I could see that not working out.
Yeah, well, especially he wants to play third base.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a throw to make.
And I don't think he can even throw that far. Just, again, from my experience, I think it would end up rolling a lot of the way.
Yeah.
Or so he'd have to, like, pass it to the pitcher, and then the pitcher would have to throw it the first.
I'm imagining an infield relay, and that just... Oh, ugly. Ugly, ugly. I don't know. Alex, do you think J. Cole could make a baseball team?
I doubt it.
Is there baseball in the UK?
It's not his area, I don't think. I don't know what his area is, but I don't think he's really found it yet.
Ouch.
I'd have to agree with you.
One day.
He'll find his thing.
I think there's some baseball in the UK. Don't they? They have a team in the World Baseball Classic, right?
Do they?
Chris knows more than you do.
I couldn't see it being very good. I don't think it's not really a thing.
Yeah, there's the Great Britain National Baseball Team.
Okay.
They didn't enter in 2006, they didn't enter in 2009, and they did not qualify in 2013.
Well, maybe J. Cole has a shot on that team then.
He might. Maybe he has some heritage. Yeah, none of these players I recognize.
No.
I don't know, but I'll be rooting for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
Anything that takes him away from music.
Yeah. Well, does that do it for our news?
Yeah, I think we pretty much covered it.
Perfect. Well, then... Do we end the show now? Do we say our goodbyes?
Yeah, Alex, do you have any parting words for the Kanye fans out there?
I think I'm good. I think everyone should just keep doing what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
People, keep on keeping on.
Yeah, do you have anything, Chris? Any parting words of wisdom?
I really think the WWE needs to start pushing Roman Reigns.
Yeah, they have not been doing that enough.
No, no, it's about time that it happens.
Yeah.
Then, you know, that's it. Kanye, send me some Yeezys. Mm-hmm. Obama, you're welcome on the show anytime.
Absolutely. 2, 3, maybe 14 hours of your time. No big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Alex, do you have a song that we're doing coming up that you're particularly looking forward to?
You said Devil in the New Dress is soon, right? That's like next or something. I'm very excited
next.
For that.
RoboCop's just next, and then Devil in the New Dress.
Oh, fuck. I forget 808s is a thing.
Yeah, me too.
Yep, it's in there.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that.
Nice. Okay, 2 weeks.
Please don't destroy it. I have a feeling.
I don't think we will. There was a point like 3 months ago where I had it on in the car, and I parked at my girlfriend's place, and instead of turning the car off, I let the song finish, and then I restarted it.
Wait, which
and
song?
And listened to it. Devil in a New Dress.
Okay.
And I was like, fuck, I feel like I'm just hearing this for the first time, even though I know all the words to it and I've heard it for years and years, but it was just one of those, like,
you have to.
Yeah. And you can play the guitar riff in that song.
Yeah. Yeah, I can play the guitar riff on my baseball glove, actually.
Wow. Crazy. Yeah,
I'm going on America's Got Talents. I'm going on Britain's Got Talents. Going on Australia's Got Talents.
One of those has got to love you.
One of them.
Yeah. Somebody love me.
Please.
Probably Britain.
Yeah. You should just go on there and just do the podcast.
Go on Britain's Got Talent and just start doing the podcast.
Yeah. Could you imagine how annoying that would be and confusing?
And like, they get everything. They get the setup progress. They get the setup process. They get our prep. They get us just bullshitting about stupid shit before we even start the podcast.
Oh, I love that so much. Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Is Simon still on the show? What would he say to us?
That was absolutely the worst thing I've ever heard.
Was that?
No, that was Simon. That was him.
Oh.
That was not me impersonating you at all.
Okay. I'm offended.
See, this is why we never get guests coming back, Travis.
Apart from Jordan, but he just takes it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's such a
masochist. Oh, Jordan. All right. Well, Alex, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks.
And everybody, we're announcing, I guess it's late to announce this, but we'll be announcing on Monday the winner of our February giveaway.
If I win now, it's going to look rigged.
Yeah. That's exactly
it. Well, come in the show, just saying, your chances double of winning.
Nice.
True. All right. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Bye.